What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Picks Boss, product of the Sorry to Interrupt podcast. God, I love that intro music. Will, what's going on, man?
Hey, Tommy, what's going on? Yeah, hoping for a bounce back week after last week's debacle.
Yeah, it's never good. It's never good when I'm Picks Boss and I went 2-3. You went 1-4. I'm Mr. Consistent, which still isn't good, but you're Mr. Hot and Cold.
Yes, hot and cold is the definition of my picks.
Yes, absolutely. Any gripes last week? You must have a few going 1-4.
Yeah, I have a couple. I would say Houston, -3.5, just literally shit the bed against Duke. I thought they were going to win that game, not easily, but I would say close to double digits, like a 9-point game after the fouling game. That was really the only one. I took a couple risks, especially with the Oakland A's. You know, Joe Smith always told me never bet on bad teams. I just don't listen. You know what I mean?
It was 4-0. You know your weaknesses. You just don't listen.
Yeah, it was 4-0 after the first inning. I'm like, oh, good bet, Will.
Yeah. I mean, you know what you're going to – at the end of the year, after 52 weeks of this, we're going to look up and you're just going to be like, God, why did I make so many of those bets that were never going to hit just to look a little bit smarter than I am?
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to get us every week, and it's probably going to get me this week again. But that's okay. Listen, we'll make you money either way. Like you said, you can either fade us or ride with us. Maybe fade us for now.
Until we start getting on a roll.
Exactly. Exactly. Any other gripes?
That's really it. I took another risky one with Gonzaga +200, and Purdue just ran away with that game late. And it was one of those risks that risk reward kind of thing. You hit it.
That's one I don't fault you for. The Oakland A's one was, I was shaking my head when you made that bet, but the Gonzaga one, I saw that one going either way, so I thought it was a decent bet. Caitlin Clark, I can't figure her out. She's a bucket, but apparently not enough of a bucket on nights that I pick her, so I'm staying away from the ladies game this week. You ready for my first pick since I won?
Absolutely.
Okay. First couple picks are going to be interesting. First pick I'm making, UConn does not even have a spread up, at least on FanDuel. Vegas hasn't even put it out yet, but I don't care. I am going to bet UConn with whatever spread they put out.
So that's I found it not on FanDuel, but on ESPN they had it, and they had UConn -11.5.
I'll take it.
And that's funny that you did take it because you know what? This is just for Shawnee. I'm taking Alabama.
Oh,
plus 11.5. And I think there's going to be a little bit of Sean that just says, roll tide. Just a little bit.
I don't think there's going to be, knowing Sean the way I know him, I don't think there's going to be even a little, not one hair on his body is going to be rooting for Alabama. But, I mean, maybe. We can speculate.
I can see like a nice backdoor cover, like a 3 that's pointless that goes in and they win. UConn win by 9.
I'm hoping not because apparently I'm taking UConn with 11.5. Mm-hmm. To give you my second pick, this is what I was alluding to the last couple of days. I don't know what the spread is because UConn hasn't even won the first game, but my second bet, William, is UConn, whatever the spread is in the finals.
I mean, that's smart. I mean, every UConn's just a wagon. Me and Sean talk about
don't care what the spread is. I don't even know if they're going to win, and I'm betting them in the finals. That's one of the
even if the spread, say they play NC State gets, you know how big that spread's going to be?
Don't care.
That spread's going to be like 16.5.
Yeah. I'm betting.
Just bet it. That's a good bet. UConn has crushed every spread they've had.
Yeah, so first two games I'm taking are UConn heavy. No props, nothing like that. Just UConn with the spread for the next two games. And they haven't even played the first one yet. But, hey, I might have two wins after the end of the weekend.
Mm-hmm. You just might.
Okay. You want to give me your second bet, William?
Yeah. So this is going to be a little parlay action for the people out there that like to take parlays. I'm taking Iowa State women to beat UConn tonight, -3.5. And I'm parlaying that with a struggling Knicks team. Jalen Brunson has to hit 3 or more threes in the game. And that's +125 against the Bulls tonight.
Oh, that's they need this win. Brunson's going to come out with his hair on fire, especially with just hearing the news about our other lefty going down for the year. I like that pick a lot. I mean, when it comes to winning money, I love a parlay just because you already spend the money before. You're like, this bet's a lock. I'm just gonna spend the money before I even win it, and then it never hits. But You know, I like this parlay just as a regular bet. I think it's pretty much a lock.
Yes.
All right, so for my third bet, this one's actually going to carry into our picks for next week, but I had to make it today to get it in there to get whatever good odds there are for it because we do our picks on the Friday. Masters start on a Thursday. I don't know what the odds are. This is the third pick in a row where I have no idea what the odds are or anything. I'm just going Phil Mickelson to make the cut at the Masters.
I saw you tweet it.
The guy knows this place like nobody else aside from probably Tiger. And I won't bet Tiger to make the cut just due to injuries and whatnot. And I feel like every time that everybody counts Phil out, especially at Augusta, he finds a way. So he's going to make it. And I wouldn't be surprised if he gets the top 20 again.
Yeah, and I think that we're probably, when the line comes out for that, I think that's probably going to be plus odds for him to make the cut.
Yeah, I think it'll be pretty close to even. Although, I don't know, maybe Vegas will take into account his performance last year and just be like, oh, well, he can play no matter how badly he's playing, he figures it out at Augusta because I think he has two or three Masters wins. So, we'll see. I think Phil's going to make the cut. It's going to be really fun Masters. We're going to talk about it a shit ton. So this is just me starting it off. Give me your number three.
For number three, we're going to baseball. Tonight, the Royals take on the Chicago White Sox. I'm taking the Royals to win by a run and a half at plus 110. It's basically even odds. The Chicago White Sox are god-awful. And in my opinion, the Royals have their ace on the mound in Brady Singer, who just came off a 10-strikeout performance. I think they get the job done. They win by multiple runs.
I like that pick. Should have gone with that myself. I've got two baseball here for you. I've got Aaron Nola on the bump against the Washington Nationals. Can you name two players on the team? Probably not. I can't.
Maybe one.
I've got him 6+ Ks minus 180. The Nationals are top five in baseball. I know it's early sample size, but they struck out a ton last year, and the team is basically the same. Nola's a pretty high K guy. I'm going to go with Nola 6+ Ks there.
That's a good bet, especially against a Washington National team that hasn't been good since they've won the World Series and they sold everybody.
Yep. They gave Soto that offer, and he spit at it. They had to trade him away, and the rest was history. They have nobody.
Absolutely.
All right, give me number four for you.
Number four, we're going to hockey tonight. We're going with my Buffalo Sabres, who are trying to make a push tonight playing the Flyers at home. They're minus 125 tonight. I wouldn't say a lock. I wouldn't use the word lock, but they've been playing well of late, and they need to keep it going to have a shot to make the playoffs.
What are their chances?
0.4%.
Oh, the way you made it sound, it was
no,
like...
No, so there's six games left. They're 6 points out of a playoff spot. Two teams ahead of them have a game in hand on them. They play seven. But they play those two teams on the remaining schedule left. So if they win out, that's 12 points, and they're sitting at 77 right now. That would be a big jump, and you know, you have to get to at least 85 to have a shot, in my opinion.
I got no idea what you're talking about, but I'll root for them. for them hard.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
Final pick, another baseball one. I've got Freddy Peralta, 8+ Ks tonight. He's pitching against Seattle. Seattle's been a very high strikeout team to start the year. And Peralta just strikes him out in bunches. So if they have it, these two are going to hit. Think about parlaying them together.
Yeah, I mean, that's not a bad bet at all, especially if you parlay them. Could hit, make you some good money. And then my final pick, I'm riding the Wolfpack train.
NC
State plus 9.5 against Purdue. Just, you know, I bet against them a couple times this tournament. I said, I'm never doing that again. I'm betting for them. And I think they keep that game close with Purdue, and it wouldn't shock me if they won it.
All right, so who's going to the championship in your eyes then after tomorrow?
NC State, UConn.
Wow, you really think they're going to pull off
the upset,
huh?
They're going to take the upset.
I love the, what's his face? The lefty, the big guy in the middle for NC State.
Burns.
I mean,
Burns.
He's just, he's got such good touch, such good footwork. It's just, he's a classic, but I just don't see him being able to stop Edie.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a fun game to watch, obviously, and that matchup is going to be key to who wins that game. But NC State has nothing to lose. You're 11 seed in the Final Four. You got nothing to lose. All the pressure's on Purdue.
Well, that's the truth, and Purdue has this year they've performed well, but over the last couple of years when they've gotten those one seeds, they have, outside of maybe Virginia, I don't know, I guess you could make the argument Purdue's a bigger choker because Virginia at least got the title out of it.
Yeah, Purdue's on their way. They do have to face a tough team, regardless if it's UConn or Alabama, and nobody wants to play UConn right now.
No. Team of Destiny, and Hurley just makes me laugh every time.
Yeah, great coach.
I would love to play for him. All right, man, you got anything else?
Oh, that's really it. You know, baseball's heating up, watching some fun games. Yankees struggled today, but it's a long season. It's a long season, so they'll get it going. Looking forward to the weekend. College basketball, women's games are tonight. That's pretty interesting. UConn, Iowa, the Caitlin Clark show should be fun to watch.
Should be. It's a long season, and our gambling season is the longest season. So
absolutely.
Let's hope that we turn it around. We got a big week coming up next week. We got a national championship game, which I've already picked, and then we're rolling right into the Masters, baby. What a time perfect. To be alive.
What a time.
All right, everybody, follow us on Twitter at Sorry Sports. Couldn't talk there. Follow Willie Boy, W_Smith1124. And that's right, Will?
That's correct.
And follow me at TBocino94. No Trump stuff anymore.
No Trump stuff.
All right, everybody. Enjoy the pod, and you'll be hearing from William pretty soon. He's probably not going to record. You're not going to record tomorrow night. You're going to be too banged up. So Sunday morning.
Yeah, probably Sunday. Sunday morning with Shawnee.
Here we go, everybody. Enjoy the night.